Panauhin natin dito sa studio si Ben Trillado. Una muna ay ahandugan tayo ng isang magandang awitin ni Ben. Take it away, Ben.
The curtains are drawn back as I sit alone in this theater room. Your eyes look into mine as you deliver the lines, and I believe every word. I'm hooked to the plot, a love story that could not go wrong, convincing enough. You played the perfect role, but I've been here before. This room, these walls familiar. Why'd I walk through that door again? Oh, I should have known that it was just a stage. Draw the curtains back. There you stand, just the same. But actors must act. This is a show. Oh, I should have known it was too good to be true. The audience was me, and how I was so consumed. The script was perfect. The three words that rolled off your tongue felt so sincere and deserving. I was so sure you were the one, but I've been here before. This room, these walls familiar. Why'd I walk through that door again? Oh, I should have known that it was just a stage. Draw the curtains back. There you stand, just the same. Must act. Say that you love me. Say that you need me. Say that I'm the one. Play with my heart. Play the perfect part. The curtains are closing as I sit alone in this theater room. Your show is over, and there was never me and you.
Thank you so much, Ben. That's the song Actors. Tell us the story about that song.
Basically, the song is just about being in a relationship where it's kind of based on lies. That's why I've kind of made the other person as the actor in the relationship, and the whole relationship was kind of a stage. So, yeah, that's pretty much the essence of the song.
She is so beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much for, you know, coming to our studio at short notice. As a teenager, you won the songwriting competition at the annual Bream Bank Writers Awards here in Melbourne. Tell us about your entry at that competition.
Yeah, so it was just a local sort of competition. There was like a flyer going around, and I was like, yeah, why not try it? So I just put in one of my songs, Table for Two. And it was just about, it's just a really sad song, just kind of about losing someone and the grieving process of that. And basically just put it in, and one of the judges, I think his name was Charles Jenkins, he's a songwriter as well. He chose mine out of, I don't know how many entries there were, but quite a few entries. And yeah, I basically just won.
So who inspired you for writing that winning piece?
That piece? There wasn't really a situation. I kind of get a lot of my ideas from movies and TV shows.
Okay.
A lot of emotional stuff, yeah. So a lot of my ideas come from that and just sort of making up stories in my head.
Now, what did you learn from that experience, winning in that competition? You were 17 then, right?
Yeah, probably, I'm not too sure. Just probably stick to really what you feel, I guess, when you're writing something. Like, because a lot of that I didn't really think about. I just wrote it, and then someone found it to be, like, amazing. So I think really sticking to your art and really sticking to what you believe in, I guess.
Now, when did you start liking music?
I think I've kind of always liked music, but when I was around 10, 11, I started listening to a lot of R&B. I guess you can hear those influences in my voice as well. So maybe 10 or 11, I started really getting into listening to a lot of music.
And you have composed a few songs, right?
Yes, I have.
What is your most favorite?
My favorite?
Is that the one you just sang?
Right now, that one, but I've got to always, in my heart, I have Table for Two is always my favourite. It's it's on YouTube. If you guys want to check that out, little segue, just type in my name, Benjamin Trillado. Yeah, it's probably one of my favourites because it's one of the first songs I wrote, so, yeah.
And at the moment, you are studying music?
Yes. I'm studying music at Collarts. It's really awesome because I'm doing a lot of performance as well as the theory stuff.
And you definitely have an innate talent in music. Who did you inherit this musical gene from? Sabi nila, diba? They always say, must be in the blood. So
yeah, I guess my parents would have to have that because I'm pretty sure there's a recording on a VHS tape where they're singing on karaoke and holding us as babies. So that's probably where it comes from.
Okay, tell us about your dream. Where do you see yourself in the future?
Hopefully doing this, just doing radio shows like this, and just touring, performing live. I'd love to just perform in front of an audience and hear them singing back my song.
You have a message to our young people who want to pursue a career in music?
Just work hard, really. I think that's what it is. Just take any opportunity you can when it comes to you, really. And, yeah, just stay true to yourself, the usual cliche stuff.
So, personal question, do you get a lot of encouragement and support from your parents in your chosen career?
Yeah, I'm really lucky that they are fully supportive of everything that I do.
Oh, that's great.